USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Trump is scheduled to take the stage at CPAC in under 2 hours to close out the annual gathering of conservatives. Trump's former senior campaign advisor, Corey Lewandowski, tells Fox Nation he knows what's in the speech and says the energy among conservatives is amazing.
Look, 2 years ago, you remember, he came out and he hugged that big, beautiful American flag, spoke for 2 hours on the stage and laid out what he wanted to do for America, which is called America First. That vision hasn't gone away, and there are more people who need it now more than ever.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is asking the state's attorney general and chief appeals court judge to appoint an independent lawyer to investigate claims that he sexually harassed two female staffers. Charlotte Bennett, an aide in the governor's administration until last November, told the New York Times that Cuomo asked her inappropriate questions about her sex life. Another aide, Lindsay Boylan, has accused Cuomo of kissing her and making inappropriate comments. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Investigators are trying to find out why a small plane suddenly crashed in Georgia.
Three people died after a single-engine plane crashed just north of Gainesville, Georgia, on Friday. The pilot of a Cessna 182 tried returning to the Gainesville airport before crashing near a mobile home park in Hall County. Deputies say the bodies were transported to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation for autopsy. Authorities say part of a wing landed on a mobile home, but none of the individuals were home and none were injured. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the crash. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
11 people have been gunned down in Mexico's western state of Jalisco. Two others were injured. Unidentified gunmen riding in a truck opened fire with rifles. Jalisco is one of the epicenters of the country's drug war and home to a powerful cartel. The former governor was shot dead in a restaurant in Puerto Vallarta in December. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The first cases of the coronavirus variant first identified in Brazil have been detected in Britain. English health officials say three cases were found in England and another three in Scotland. Public Health England says it shares some mutations with the variant first identified in South Africa, and it's possible that it might not respond as well to current vaccines. The FDA has authorized the COVID-19 vaccine from Johnson & Johnson in the U.S. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, tells NBC's Meet the Press that Americans should be just as comfortable getting the shot from Johnson & Johnson as Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines.
If you look at the efficacy against severe disease, greater than 85%, and there have been no hospitalizations or deaths in multiple countries, even in countries that have the variant. So the only way you know one versus the other, if you compare them head to head, and they were not compared head to head, they were compared under different circumstances. All three of them are really quite good, and people should take the one that's most available to them.
The approval comes as vaccine doses are in short supply across the country. The company is set to deliver 20 million doses by the end of March. Germany is restricting travel from parts of France because of the high rate of variant cases. Travelers from certain areas must provide proof of a negative coronavirus test before being allowed to enter the country. German officials warn that the variants could spread more easily and fuel the infection rate. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.